From 1 till 4.
Afternoons with Matt Webb. Cambridge
105. So it is a fraction after 2:30. I'm pleased to welcome to Cambridge 105 this afternoon, John Clarkson from Camtrust. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Matt.
And we're very pleased to have you as Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month for November.
Well, thank you for choosing us.
Absolutely. So tell us about your background within the organisation, first of all.
Certainly. Well, I retired a few years ago and I was kicking my heels a bit. I had worked at Addenbrookes. But then I knew there was a place in the village, but didn't really know what it did. so my wife had worked there in the past as a volunteer, so I went and offered my services. So I took to it, I think, quite well. I really enjoyed working with the clients, we call them now. They were mainly youngish folks and doing all sorts of activities. And so I just got into that and was asked to be a trustee, which I was very glad to be. And I've been a trustee now probably for, I think, 3 years, something like that. So heavily involved with fundraising and also helping out with the clients, which is great fun. We have a good laugh.
So Camtrust is based in Impington. Tell us a bit more right. about what the organisation does.
We've been going now for over 20 years, and the idea really is to provide some further education for people with disabilities and learning difficulties, with a view, if possible, to see if we can get them into some sort of work, be it voluntary or paid work, which certainly happens. So now that we're really a solo independent organisation, we can really do what we like. So we have a huge range of activities now, whereas previously we were delivering more structured courses. But that didn't suit everyone. But now we can tailor things more to what the clients want. And I think we have much more fun now. It's perhaps less admin and not so many pieces of paper. And we do all types of activities, which obviously I can tell you about if you want to.
Absolutely. And how many clients do you look after at any one time?
Right, we're around 15 to 20 total. We operate 4 days a week at the moment, Monday to Thursday, so they're not all in all the time. I think most of them probably come in for perhaps two or three days a week.
Okay, and just tell us about the diverse range of people that you actually help.
Yes, the diversity now is really in age, because it used to be people sort of post school, but now we can really choose. So loosely, our age range is 20 to 60. I think at the moment some older people, some more on the younger side in their 20s. But some have got different levels of ability, but they've all got skills of some sort. So it's sort of fostering those. And also, I'm not a huge IT sort of aficionado, but I think I've helped a few people at least do a bit of word processing and that type of thing.
I suppose if people want to go into work or do other voluntary work, I suppose it's important that they have these basic skills.
Absolutely, yes. I think if you can do Word and Excel, perhaps spreadsheets and a bit of PowerPoint, that type of thing, then that's very useful. But we also get them involved with dealing with the public a bit through our pop-up sales, which we have in Histon, and talking to people who come in to the office. So I think, it's lovely to see them developing skills, and we have had people go on to work for other organisations, both as a volunteer and as paid members of staff. So I think we can help them, and that's not all of them want to do that. They're quite happy just doing activities. But it does give them that just a bit of extra training, I suppose you could say.
And independence, I suppose, to
independence,
some degree.
Is very important, yes. And it's great to see that, how they respond to, well, I've done it, I've done this. And, there's one chap though, who's far better at PowerPoint than me. He can do a really good presentation. And
he's been teaching you things then, has he?
Oh, yes, he can do far more than me on PowerPoint. So, Oh, you learn from them as well. Yes, it's... it's a pleasure to work with them, and I gain from it, probably more than they gain from me.
It must be a very rewarding job.
Yes, I love it, and I like the promotional aspects and the ambassador role, if you like, things like this, and going to events. I've been to one or two others, building societies, things like that, and also having a stall stand, for instance, at Histon Feast. Collections sometimes outside supermarkets, all that type of thing. And I think we've got the message over. Far more people know who we are now. You've got to get, you know, like the banner behind you saying 105, we've got our banner saying who we are and what we do.
I suppose going out and meeting people, I mean, it's not a hidden topic that I actually work for a charity myself.
Sure.
And the best form of outreach is actually to go out there, meet people and go to these sorts of fetes and these events that take place around the communities.
Well, yes, I love doing that myself. And I've given talks at some different organisations and, as I say, collections, stands at events, summer festivals like Arbury and Chesterton we've done in the past. Also, we go. The clients go on visits to places, and we have people coming in to talk to us. So there's various ways to talk to, the public and people from the police and the fire service, that type of thing.
So you've touched upon trips and things. What other activities do you do?
Well, right at Cam Trust, a lot of the things are computers. You know, learning basic Word and that type of thing. IT. Basic literacy and numeracy, because people vary greatly in their abilities in that way. Cooking's very important. We all like food preparation and cooking. We have Thursday Lunch Club. A big thing we do is bicycle maintenance.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, we've got a nice little sort of workshop thing going where we get bikes that are not wanted anymore from people. And Len and one and the students refurbish them, and then we sell them for smallish amounts, but it all adds up. And this is, of course, very good revenue. And again, more people get to know us and we get to know them. So
so if you've got a snapped chain on your bike or a problem with one of your pedals, take them.
Well, I think they'd have a go, yes. It's mainly refurbishing unwanted bikes and then selling them on. But what else? We are also involved with a bit of craft work, travel training, a bit of singing at one of the care homes. They go out to Darwin Nurseries. We've had this very good thing called Fruitful Learning, which I think is a great name, where they've gone to Darwin and made apple juice and marmalade, and then, of course, we can sell that for a little bit. But it's all people getting to know us, I think, and vice versa. Mm.
And you also offer something which is rather different to what a number of other charities offer. You also offer a printing service.
Yes, that's quite correct. Yes, that's always been a part of it, really. We've got very good copiers and colour printers, and we actually do leaflets and flyers for things in the village, some of the churches, for instance, garden club organisations. So that brings you into contact again with people in Histon and Impington.
Yes, I mean, we need to get some new flyers done for the radio station, so we'll definitely have to go through you.
We'd be happy to give you a good price on that.
Excellent stuff. And I've been onto your website. It's really, really good, your website, camtrust.co.uk. And
yes.
What struck me about the page that you get, the sort of the welcome page, is you've got the former mayor of Cambridge, Jerry Bird, on there, who's famously disabled.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I think it might have been before my time, but I think she came to visit. And so she was a support. And obviously a good role model as well. So we've had a few people come and join us from Ely Rotary Club, Fire Service, as I say, police, people like that. And it's great. We have some open coffee mornings and that type of thing as well.
And you also offer a magazine as well, which actually I've got hand here.
It's got better and better. I think we're up to issue 6 now, is that one?
That's right, yes, issue 6.
So the good thing about that is, again, the students get... clients get involved, and they write articles. We take a lot of photographs, as you can see, particularly at events. And then the volunteers and trustees write as well. And I think we've got a smashing product now. We've got some people volunteering who help us with that, because, you know, that takes quite a bit of work to get a nice sort of a result like that, and then we can put it round in the libraries and other places.
I like what you've got on the front page here. It says, enrol at CAM Trust for a life of adventure. And I suppose it is,
yes,
to some extent, when you first start there and as you start learning all these different skills.
I think it is for us as well, actually. quite honestly, it's been an adventure for me. But yes, I think so. I think, and the accent now is on, you know, really enjoying the activities, not just doing it to get a piece of paper at the end of it, but to enjoy what you're doing, make it relevant, so the clients will help in the production of things like the magazine and flyers and that all that sort of thing. So they're involved, you know, very heavily in that, which gives them an input, and then they see their pictures and their articles in the magazine. I like seeing my picture and article in the magazine as well. So I think everyone gains, really.
So how are you funded? How do you make money, as it were, to keep the project going?
I think that's the real heart of it. Previously, we were paid by Huntingdon Regional College to deliver courses, but now that's sort of obviously finished. So we had to decide, well, can we make it independently? And we thought, yes, we'll have a good go. So the main income has to come from the fees that the clients pay to come on the weekdays for their activities. So that's the basis. But we have to apply for grants. We have to follow up any sources of money, collections, etc. At our pop-up sales, which have become very popular at Histon Methodist Church Hall once a month, have been very, very good in helping us raise money. And again, because it's in the middle of the village, a lot of people come in and they see us. So the next one, I think, 15th of November, and then 13th of December before Christmas. We also have some sponsorship from Histon Football Club and the Railway View in Impington. And some of our people have done sponsored cycle rides, which isn't something I'd like. Steve, our tutor, he cycled in the rain, London to Cambridge, I think, very valiantly. I couldn't do that. I'd have trouble cycling from Cambridge to Histon, I think. And then his partner, Anne, did Cambridge to Brighton, I think. So sponsorship raises money that way as well. So you have to tap into all sorts of sources, really.
Mm. And do you work via a referral system, or can people just come along for help?
People are very welcome to contact us or call in, because we have taster days, so they can come for, say, a half day or a day. You know, they're very welcome to contact us. We put a lot of literature around to some of the homes and other organisations, but, you know, anyone's very welcome to contact our office, which is Cambridge 236 786, and Jill will help you out.
And very quickly, your website is also packed with great information as well. That's at camtrust.co.uk.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's right.
And it's very, as I say, it's very comprehensive. You can find out lots of things there. There's some great photos on there too.
I think we like doing the photos, yes. And we can take the camera out in the village or other places, and yes, so I better take one here before I leave, I think. I've had instructions.
Oh, right, yeah. I'll take a picture of you by our banner,
okay,
as well for our website
that would be
too.
Good.
That's excellent stuff. John, it's been fantastic talking to you. The very best of luck with CAM Trust, and thank you very much for being Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month for November. We'll be looking forward to hearing your promo going out in our advert breaks.
Well, thank you ever so much for having us and inviting us in.